Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
What's up and all? Welcome to another episode of Stall It, episode 248. You're very welcome in. Welcome in, welcome in, welcome in. Why did he say that in America?
Nobody knows this, but when Darren says, what's up and all, he shakes his hands in front of his face like a gangster from the 90s. Like, what's up and all?
What's up and all? Little Ali G moment.
Yeah, it's Ali G, very Ali G-esque.
In America, every shop you go into, they say, welcome in. It's fucking so annoying.
Yeah.
Welcome in. Okay.
I know you're not that happy. I know you're not
welcome
that
in.
Happy. I'm only in the fucking door and you're lying to me. I'm not welcome. You just really want me to spend money. Fuck off out of me face.
Well put.
Thank you.
Well put. It's exactly what I was thinking. Welcome in. Welcome out because I'm leaving. Yeah. I'm staying here. Shy shop.
You're welcome to shut up. The lads want to, me two boys want to start selling things from the front of the garden, like orange
juice.
You
went to a Pokemon show, you were saying.
Went to a Pokemon show,
and
yeah.
Packed the card. I didn't think you talked about it.
Did I not? All right.
They packed the card, you said, and then they flipped it.
Yeah, yeah.
Start them young.
Hooked.
Get them in.
They're not even playing
they'll be
Pokemon.
Rich men, let me tell you.
Not even playing the game.
They'll be rich men.
But not. They sold it for another pack, and then there was nothing worthwhile in that pack. So
they won't be rich. They're not going to be rich men.
Going to be poor men.
They're going to be like us all. Poor.
What is that? It's money poor, property rich or something? Like, that's what they're going to be with Pokemon. They're going to be Pokemon rich, money poor.
Yes.
Because they'll have worthless
what?
Cards.
Get on with it, will you?
Right, let's get into it. Oh,
welcome
Owen's
in.
Here.
Welcome in. I was just saying welcome in. And we
welcome
went
in,
off.
Owen.
Thank
Owen's
you.
Back in the building.
Nice Jeez. To be here. Lovely to be here.
Welcome in.
Thank you.
Willkommen.
Right, we get on with it.
We go for a song, yeah.
Why are you wearing a hat?
Because I want it. Did you just ask me why I'm wearing a hat?
Yeah. It's all you ever wears. Pretty shadowy though, isn't it?
I feel like yeah. I wear hats more than I don't. Just didn't want to do my hair this morning.
Do you wear hats to
shave your head?
Try and remain anonymous.
Anonymous. Does it work?
No, actually. People recognise me more with a hat.
Probably draws attention to you.
Look, there's Darren. He's wearing that. That's Darren. Yeah, that's Darren with the hat on, isn't it? If I didn't have the hat on, they wouldn't notice me.
Just walking around Grafton Street pointing at your hat. Oh, what, who, me? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm Darren Conway.
Yeah.
Do the videos, yeah.
Drawn a photo. I went to the Ireland match with my mate and like one or two people would say like, all right, Darren, what up, blah, blah, blah. And then my mate always like, do you want a photo with him? I'm like, will you stop doing that? Stop saying that. Like, so embarrassing.
It makes it easier for people, though, because they want to ask.
They don't. Because every time he does it, they're like, no.
Yeah, what the fuck am I going to do with it? I feel like people are over photos now.
Yeah.
I feel like people don't want photos with
autographs
people.
Are coming back.
No,
yeah.
They're not.
Yeah.
I heard of a kid asking for an autograph recently.
Yeah.
Someone was telling me a story of, I think it was a nephew there, meeting a famous person, and he asked for an autograph rather than a selfie.
And I was in a shop about 2 weeks ago. And this woman came up to me and she said, my umfla loves you, like, blah, blah, blah. Watches it all the time. And I was like, oh, brilliant. I left, and then I went back to that shop, like, a week later. And the person behind the till was like, that woman that was, like, talking to you about our son watching your stuff said, next time you're in, would you write him an autograph? So, like, wrote an autograph, like, just me signature on a receipt, like. And she was just like, all right, I'll hold on to that. Autographs are coming back.
Autographs are coming
so,
back.
That's what I was saying. That autographs are coming back.
I asked somebody. Somebody says, oh, no way. I was going into Burger King and someone was coming out with that kid. And her ma was with her and her daughter was there and she was a bit shy. And she goes, my daughter just wanted to say she loves your videos and all as they were leaving. And then I was like, oh, thanks very much. Do you want a photograph or anything? And then she just goes, no, no, no. And then just walked off. And I was like, why did I ask that? I'm like, I was there by myself as well. I was like, why am I
if they want one,
offering?
Why don't offer. Oh, don't ever offer.
Don't ever offer. Yeah, that's a lesson learned from me anyway. Do you want a photograph of me? No. Okay. Yeah, there, yeah, cool.
Oh,
cool.
There's Owen from the Stala podcast. And Owen's like, do you want a photo? Like, nah, you're grand.
Are you ever at like parties or whatever, and they say to you, "Oh, so how are you?" And you, people that don't know who you are, and you say, "What do you do?" Yeah. Do you say like, "I'm a producer of podcasts," or what would you say?
Yeah, I usually just say like, "Yeah, I make podcasts."
And did he ever say like, "What podcasts?"
Yeah, they would. Okay. Usually they just go, "That's very strange. That's not a normal answer."
I feel like if you say to someone, if they ask like, "Oh, I make podcasts or I produce podcasts or whatever," it's a definite conversation starter where they're going to ask you like the ins and outs for like a half an hour.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, "Oh, that's interesting. Oh."
Mm.
Or do you say, "Oh, I work in media"?
No, I say podcasts. It's kind of hard to explain,
isn't
it?
What's the easy workaround there? Job. What could you say?
Just say make podcasts.
You could just say...
That's the most simple way.
I'm a lifeguard.
I'd have so many follow-up questions.
What if it's a beach party and someone gets in trouble and everyone's looking at me then?
You say you're off.
Where's the life?
I'm off. I can't. I'm off.
After you
in work all week. Like, it's no pool parties in Ireland. You don't have to worry about that happening.
If there were pool parties, you'd be getting an invite.
I'd be there. I wouldn't be getting in, but I'd be there. Observing.
I know someone who has a pool in their house.
I know there was a house for sale around the corner from me ma's, and they had a swimming pool in the house.
In Finglas?
Yeah.
Stop.
Like built underground.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you sure it wasn't just the river?
I don't know.
The canal?
I think it was the Talca.
Yeah, that's where it was.
The back of me ma's is the Talca River. Used to get down there, called the Rat River.
Would you like to
build bases and all?
I wouldn't even want to have a swimming pool in my house.
No.
You'd have to clean it and all, wouldn't you?
Big maintenance on them.
A lot of maintenance. What if you drown? Do you have to have a lifeguard in your gaff?
Yeah, that's why he owns there.
Owns a live-in lifeguard.
Oh, what are you doing? I just want to have a swim in there. Like, yeah, I'll be over in 5 minutes. Or an hour.
I'll be over to look at you.
We'll get you a little big chair and all.
Yeah. I always
sit there with a whistle.
They're always on the phone, lifeguards. So I'm always wondering if you did drown.
What happens?
But if something did happen, how long would it take them to look up from the phone and notice that someone is drowning? Would you be dead before they even realise you were splashing around like a frog?
Lifeguards definitely not supposed to be on their phone.
Oh, but they are.
They are.
Especially at a beach. They're miles away. And they're in like a hut.
Yeah.
They're not looking out the window the whole time. They're watching Netflix.
They're in there watching a film. 100%. They're in there watching Jaws.
Miles away, there's someone drowning out in the ocean. Like, what are the chances he looks up and sees that?
How are you going to make it?
Never.
Never make it.
Never. That's like looking at a needle. It's like playing Where's Wally at the same time as being on your phone. Look for the man drowning and all those people. Yeah, hang on. I'm just playing chess.
Solitaire.
Never. It's a weird job.
How is it being a lifeguard on?
Very peaceful, rewarding work. Just sitting there staring out at sea all day.
Do you ever look at people just splashing and think that they're drowning?
You learn to know the difference.
Yeah.
That's part of the job, isn't it? You wouldn't want to be too busy as a lifeguard, getting in everyone's business, you know? I was just having a little splash, and here you have me in a headlock, dragging me out of the sea.
Yeah.
I couldn't be a lifeguard because I don't like cold water. So it'd take me to, like, I need to really build up to getting into cold water.
When you fall into cold water. Remember that ad?
Yeah, yeah.
That was good.
It wasn't really, it wasn't great. It was informative, but...
You used to be allowed to scare kids a lot more, weren't you?
Yeah.
I learned how to swim by being pushed into the deep end by a lifeguard.
My uncle.
By a lifeguard?
By a lifeguard?
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to do that.
No.
What the fuck?
I feel like you have met some very low quality lifeguards in your time.
His name was Bigfoot.
What?
And he was like a big, burly, tough guy from around the area, but like I think he literally lifted me off my feet and just threw me into the 6 foot, the deep end.
What the bloody hell?
But it worked. It's like I knew I could swim. I could swim in the shallow end, but I was just scared of going in the deep end. And it was a traumatic experience, and it's there. It's a core memory, and it's never going away. And I'll always remember being thrown into the deep end. But I learned how to swim. It was good for me.
You forget how to swim, though.
Ah, no.
Yeah. No, you don't forget how to swim, like the strokes or whatever. But I remember as a kid, on holidays, I could just go under the water with goggles on and like stay under there for like a minute or 2 minutes and be grand, like.
Yeah.
But now if I put my head under, I'm shitting. I'm like, oh, it's gone up my nose. It's gone up. It's up my, Amy, it's gone up my nose. Do you know that way?
Yeah. I think I forget how my body feels in water.
Because there's a technique to being under the water and exhaling out through your nose to like, not like let it go up. That is just like, as soon as you go down, you're like, blow out, like, do you know that way?
Yeah.
Which I know is, but like, for some reason, I forget how to do that. Tried it like a few years ago in Tenerife and could have died.
I just imagine you wearing arm floats and everything in the pool.
Oh yeah, all day.
And like a nose clip?
One of them whale loilos.
Mm.
The shark ones even, or the crocodile ones.
Oh yeah. Or a big slice of pizza.
Oh yeah.
You're not a big slice of pizza, loilos? Just chilling on one of them with your nose clip. And when someone jumps in and splashes you, you get annoyed at them.
Yeah.
Like, because they're not allowed to play in the pool when you're enjoying yourself.
Margarita in the holder.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to enjoy me margarita.
Margarita.
Margarita. Lying on a margarita and drinking one.
Nice.
Here, I'm off the drink.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. You have to drink. Now, you get me in the mood to go on holidays.
Should. Book it now. I dare you to book a holiday right now on this podcast.
I'm going to Tenerife.
Book a new one.
Another one?
Just for a dare.
Oh, jeez. Is there something going on in Tenerife or somewhere?
The weather's bad.
Oh, yeah. Storms. Like, the worst it's been in years. I think we talked about that last week, but it's fucking crazy over there, yeah. And in China as well, in the Philippines or in Hong Kong or something, it's like only Chinese people allowed. Like, they're not letting tourists in. People hate tourists now.
Mm, they do.
It's getting annoying, isn't it?
For sure, in Barcelona, they're chasing tourists out of the place for a long time now.
Yeah.
All the Airbnb stuff, yeah.
With bulls.
I don't think they do much bullfighting in Barcelona.
Not anymore.
It being Catalonia.
Did they not use it?
They...
Was it not known for that?
I may be wrong, but I think the Catalans see their culture, and it is like very different to the Spanish, and bullfighting is a very classically Spanish thing. And they see themselves as different. So I don't think you get as much there. There was a bullfighter gored to death the other day.
Gored?
Gored.
There's a place in the Basque Country, though, up the north, where the bullfighting, you know, the bull run that goes through the city.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I was there before. Not in the day the bull run.
I'd like to be in a window looking out.
Yeah.
From, like, above and be like, fucking hell, what the fuck?
But just to judge people. Like,
why do people do that? Like,
for the rush.
It's a good chance of dying, like.
I mean, people do weird things. I don't know what we do in Ireland, but did you ever see that the cheese roll race in Scotland?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where they roll the cheese down a big hill and then they chase it down and they end up upending themselves, flipping down like a cartoon roll. Like something out of the Looney Tunes. Mad, but chasing a piece of
What's the closest
cheese.
Thing to that here? Ploughing.
The Ploughing Championships. Yeah, that's pretty... It's not even a competition, though. I don't know what it's called, the Ploughing Championships.
They do have a competition.
What, do they, a competition to plough?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Sounds erotic.
It's on every year, yeah. It is erotic.
I'd say so, yeah.
Some kind of sexy.
Fucking only tractors. John Deere.
Tenner a month.
Long John Deere.
Long John Deere.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Long John Silver. But
got there in the end.
No, I got there from the start. Like, I was just going with it.
Only tractors.
I thought,
like, only
fans. I thought I was going to say something else, like
ploughing, like having sex, like, oh, ploughing, yeah. Championships,
ploughing it in. Oh, that's not like me.
Oh,
between that and your opening,
well, the opening's
I
gone.
I like it.
The opening's no, gone.
The opening's there.
I like it.
The boys at Lidl might be opening the old black book.
Don't care.
Who else is out there?
That's the crack anyway, isn't it? The Ploughing Champion. What
That's the crack.
We throw wellies. That was in sports day, we had a welly throwing competition.
There's the road bowling. That had a bit of a moment recently, didn't it?
Road bowling.
Yeah, road bowling. Like the
bowling balls?
Not really a bowling ball. They just lash a ball down the road and they all chase after it, yeah.
Rock lifting. There's a bunch of lads that like lifting heavy rocks. That's like a championship in Ireland. Like, go on, lift it up. Lift it up there.
That would be, you'd probably get them in a few places with the strongman competitions. The puck fodder.
What's a puck fodder?
Where they see who can hit the slitter the furthest. So they would have an annual competition, and often it'd be the goalies from inter-county teams would take part because they're generally able to hit it the furthest. And it's just who can get it, like whether it's, I don't know what the distance is, a couple of kilometres, who can get it in the least amount of hits. They did one on the Hill of Howth a few years ago. And so they'd start off, I don't know, I guess, on the car pitch and hit it, but they have to go over the hill. So they go and find the ball underneath the gorse and among the rocks and then hit it the next
day. They don't find it, though.
I don't know. But I'd say if you had no familiarity with Ireland and you saw that, you'd be like, this is a strange
album. It's a weird game.
I'm from Ireland and I find that strange.
I think handball is weird. It's kind of like tennis, but it's like the Irish didn't have tennis rackets, so we just used our hands to smack the ball.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever done it?
No.
Hoots.
I imagine your hands would be fucking red raw.
Like lashing the ball off the bleeding wall. Clattering on it. Oof. And do you backhand it like in tennis?
Do you think that's a foul?
It's a foul to backhand it, is it, in handball?
I don't know. I feel like it could be a foul.
Yeah, I feel like it could be. I used to be good at happy sacking.
Were you?
Yeah.
Is that when you throw a beanbag?
A little beanbag, yeah. Beanbag volume.
Like doing solos, like?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever played that.
It's stupid. I don't know who it was. I think McDonald's or something was, you gave them away in the Happy Meals or something. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was a bit like the yo-yos, but not at the same level of craze. The yo-yos took over for a while.
Yeah.
Was it Skittles?
Coca-Cola as well, yeah.
They had like a yo-yo.
Skittles, you had to get a yo-yo. You had to learn the tricks. But the hacky sacks were similar. There was a giveaway and a lot of people got them and started trying to learn it.
I did yo-yos for a bit as well. It's no wonder I was a fridger for so long.
Still are.
Yeah. What's it like to kiss a girl, darling?
I'd have been married and having two kids and never kissed anyone.
Never met a girl.
Say there's someone out there. Can we get them on the podcast?
I feel like I know people who have kids who never kissed a girl. But it's mad. Yo-yoing. Did you like yo-yoing?
Yeah.
Did you?
I loved it, yeah.
Could you do tricks?
No.
Walk the dog and all?
I couldn't do all that.
You couldn't walk the dog?
Just get it up and down. Sometimes get stuck. And you'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, that'd be the cheapest.
Only tangle.
Yeah. I remember buying an expensive one. I remember with that lit up and everything.
Oh, they were game changers, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
They changed the game big time.
Big style.
With the light up ones.
Big style.
I could never picture Owen doing a yo-yo. Doing a trick with a yo-yo.
I actually could. That's one of the rare things that I can actually see you doing. Like loads of tricks with two at the same time. Two hands. Like all mad stuff.
Twisting them and like...
Where do you go?
Your finger
like
to turn it and... Then you just catch it halfway and it's like it starts spinning and shit.
Yeah.
The pendulum thing, you know, where
turn
it into a triangle and do a pendulum and then it's...
Oh. Could you do all that?
I could do the pendulum thing. I could still do that. That was pretty easy. But I don't know how they kept it spinning and then just kind of get back into it. And I told you before, my brother broke the world record for spinning a basketball on his finger.
I know. No one was there to record it though.
We'll know though. We'll always remember. We know.
You know. You know.
We know.
Streets won't forget.
What are you doing?
He's had to spill the can of Monster all over.
Ah, Joe.
He had to shit in the bed there. He just shit the bed.
I was looking up strange Irish games there and found this article from 2012, the Irish Independent, about how in the early 20th century, the Irish wake was very different. So they'd play games. It would all be very serious, and then they would do a midnight rosary, after which it was time for the games and storytelling to start.
Like the Hunger Games?
Yeah, well, I'll read from there for you now. Games with such intriguing names as Riddle Me Ree, Priest of the Parish, and Hide the Gully were reserved for the occasion. It's all from a book, Irish Wake Amusements, by an author, folklore archivist, Sean O'Sullivan.
Does it say what them games are?
Yeah, tying shoelaces. Yeah. Stitching old men's coats to chairs, hiding under the bed of the corpse and shaking it.
Hang on, what's that one?
Hiding under the bed of the corpse and shaking it.
Like a real corpse?
It's awake, yeah.
These are all that awake.
Oh.
Dead body. The dead body at the wake. Contests of strength were commonplace, including lifting the corpse.
I'd love to play that.
On occasion, a man would enter the corpse house dressed in straw and challenge all present to wrestle him. In some districts, it was customary for young men who were present through the night to leave the wake house after dawn and hold athletics contests in an adjoining field.
Their own little one?
Yeah. So if you're of a certain age, you've been there all night tying coats to chairs, tying shoelaces, shaking the bed. The sun rises and it's like, right, all the men aged 16 to 30, get outside.
We're going to have our own little game.
Some athletic contests.
Big game of chasing.
There were slapping games which began harmlessly and almost inevitably resulted in an all out fight. There were also nocturnal catch games and rough games, games of hide and seek, guessing games and kissing games.
Oh.
Can we play Kiss Jason? Rest in peace. Can we play Kiss Jason?
Considering this was happening in the early 20th century, this next bit sounds a bit like... Other risque entertainment included imitating the sacraments, including the marrying game, where wives were chosen for men, with one male member of the group acting as a priest.
That's only a game.
Only a game. It's only mammies and, playing mammies and daddies. These grown men playing
not
mammies
like there
and
was
daddies.
Any fucking paperwork or anything.
Yeah, it was official.
Maybe there was.
Did he consummate
it? Apparently the church severely frowned upon all this. It had its origins in pagan culture.
This must have been really old because I didn't do this at any. I didn't do any of that at any funerals.
Well, I've only heard about it now. I didn't know about it until now.
No, we're talking like over 100 years ago, yeah.
It's not that long ago. When you think of it. When you think how old the universe is, not that long ago.
It's not that long ago.
You ever really think how old the universe is?
Very old.
So the wake would officially begin when the neighbouring women from around would come in and wash the body, then cover it in white linen.
Wash the what?
Wash the body and cover it with white linen. With black and white ribbons. But you weren't allowed to cry until after the body was prepared for fear that evil spirits would be attracted and take the soul of the deceased.
There's always spirits involved.
If I was sick and I knew my funeral was coming up, I'd say, yeah, don't be doing any of that weird shit at my funeral. Will you not? Just like fucking make it simple. Don't have a few drinks, enjoy ourselves. But don't be bleeding, pretending to get married and all. Don't be making it about you. It's my funeral. My funeral. Don't be kiss chasing in the garden, for Jesus' sake. Should everybody be family?
So it went from that to soup and a sandwich.
We were weird.
Soup and a sandwich.
Irish funerals are quite weird for people not from Ireland.
You sure?
Like the wake. Like it is done, I think in the Middle East it's done a lot more. But the idea of walking in and... Actually not the Middle East. They bury the bodies very quickly. Muslims do.
We'd have the fastest
time. I think it's a Jewish...
funeral, do we?
Hmm?
What?
Do we have the fastest turnaround for a funeral?
Really long.
Well, it was quick, no?
No, the UK, it's weeks.
It's UK is long as well. The UK is crazy long, yeah. No, but in most countries, it's just like done and it's over with real quick. In Ireland, it's long.
Yeah, I think we might be the only one to do that type of funeral where for 2 or 3 days, the body is there and everyone comes around and hangs around with the dead body.
It is a bit odd though, isn't it?
It is. And I've heard stories of even like English people who obviously wouldn't be that unfamiliar with this country just being completely freaked out.
Really?
Yeah.
I just thought that was a thing over there as well. Like,
It comes from pagan traditions and then adapted to Catholic traditions. And it's such a weird, uniquely Irish thing that we do that.
Laying them out in the sitting room and everyone coming off to have a look at them.
Yeah, or the funeral home or whatever it may be.
Yeah, let's go off this subject.
Yeah, change the subject.
ASAP.
Fucking hell. I think it's frustrating that it takes a funeral to kind of get family together, the same way a wedding does. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like there should be more opportunities for larger families to get together. Like,
oh, look, we're not having there's no one's dead and no one's getting married. Do you want to go out? Do you want to do something like?
It should be just like big, it should be just like family day.
But you have that though with that golf tournament you do.
Yeah, but no, I don't. That's her side of the family. Yeah. And then also...
I own side, you don't.
More the side of the family do a family reunion every 2 years. So all of the wider... Like, next March, there's going to be a family reunion and there's going to be like 160 people at it. Like, that's insane.
160?
That's cool.
I think so, yeah.
That's a lot, isn't it? Big family.
Yeah. Big family, like... So it's hard to believe. I mean, maybe not 160. What am I saying? Who knows? It's a very large number. It's a very large number. But usually that's like a wedding or it's a funeral when someone dies. Like, I think it's obviously it's practically hard to get everyone together regularly to do that. But I think nationally, there should be a national family day where everyone gets the weekend off and it's to spend time with... I don't know what you'd call it,
family day out,
like a funeral day,
yeah,
like a funeral day, the day of the dead living. We're just here to celebrate, just fucking
being family, like,
yeah,
that'd be shy,
yeah. No, I think it'd be nice, and people might say, "Oh, that's what Christmas is," and I feel like it's not. Christmas is like,
but that's an occasion that, like a funeral, like it's an event. Not that in a funeral is a funeral event.
Yeah.
I didn't get invited to it. There wasn't an email for that funeral.
An event. It's an event, yeah.
But if it's not an event, like, it's what you're saying, that, like, it doesn't have to be, like, a Christmas or a funeral. Like, it should be just a day or a weekend. I get that. My family's very small.
It doesn't matter. How often do you get together?
Like what you said, around occasions.
Yeah.
If even. There's always someone unavailable.
Like, you have family in the UK and stuff. When they come over, it feels like a special occasion, yeah? But it's usually probably...
You know you're going to get some sort of a nice dinner.
Yeah. Your wedding. Your wedding was probably the last time then that your family and stuff got together, which is only recent, so... But I think it's unfortunate that it has to be either a wedding or a funeral.
In for the fucking... the free meal.
It's not fucking free, let me tell you.
It's not.
In for the free meal. Jesus Christ.
Didn't even congratulate me. Just went like, what time was that dinner at? Fuck off.
Leaning into you during the ceremony.
You're not doing a round. You're not doing a round now. Everyone knows at a wedding you're supposed to pay for a round for everyone. I paid like 180,000 quid for the venue, so there'll be no drinking coming from my end, pal. See you at Christmas.
You can get your own points. I went to play poker last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's back.
First time in over a year.
He's back.
Least. And I placed. Came sixth.
Sixth?
Yeah.
Did you win on?
Yeah.
Much?
A few quid. It wasn't a big tournament, so it was only a...
just a little mess.
100, like, yeah.
Where did you go to play?
There's a place down in Fairview. The Dublin Poker Club.
Oh, yeah.
Can you smoke in it?
No. But it was the first time I was there in fucking ages. I was on the final table. And there was a fella who was sitting beside me, who I know just from playing poker and stuff like that. And he goes to me, I said something funny. And then he was like, oh, no way. And it was the first time everyone made the money, so everyone's a little bit more relaxed. And then he goes, hey, did you ever see this guy's videos? He makes the one about the bus so good.
Where's he from?
Fucking, I don't know.
Go on anyway.
Croatia. I think he's from Croatia. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, nice, man. Cheers, appreciate that. And he goes, you have a podcast? And he was listening to a podcast. He was watching Joe Rogan and had his headphones on. And I says, oh, yeah, yeah, it's a... And then he goes, stick it in there. And I put it into Spotify. And then he just started listening to it there.
Nah.
On the table. It's so weird.
Loud,
man. So weird. Like, no, not loud. He had his headphones in. But he was just breaking his shite laughing, like, in between, like, in moments. You know, when he wasn't playing. And then he'd just be like, it'd be quiet. And then he'd just be like... Oh, man, you're funny, fuck you. And I was like, ah, jeez, man, yeah, what are you listening to there? Episode 1? I don't know what the fuck I was saying back then. And then he was like, an episode in an episode.
Oh, chicken filler roll, he robbed his chicken filler roll. I gave him the look, let him keep the coffee slice. Oh, funny.
Well, yeah, yeah. But that was a bit of crack. That was nice. Oh, man, I feel like I'm really good at poker, but I just don't get enough opportunities to play. The Irish Open was on over the last 2 weeks. That's why I went. I went because I was watching people playing the Irish Open.
Gave you the goo.
Yeah.
Is poker not supposed to be...
Hits you, doesn't it?
Is it a silent game?
You can't, but it depends.
Like, should it be like snooker, where like, don't cough?
Nah,
so considering that man's listening to the podcast out loud and laughing, I suppose.
I think the etiquette is, if you're not left in the hand, you shouldn't be... You certainly shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, you can't talk about
it. You shouldn't be talking to the people. Yeah, you shouldn't be like, oh, you should go in or whatever.
You can't sway.
Mind your business. Yeah. Stay out of it.
Just use a poker face.
There'd be lots of chat at the table, wouldn't there?
Yeah, I'd be chatting away. That's kind of my style, is make people like me.
Do you have a whiskey?
No, I was driving. I try and make people like me.
How long were you there for? How long is this tournament going?
I was there. It started at 7 and it went on until about 1. That was only a small tournament last night. It was
over 1,000 would have for the winner.
For the winner, yeah. Yeah.
A few thousand?
No, a bit over 1,000. 1,100 or
just
something.
Just for the interest sort of, is it?
Yeah. Well, it's to win money, you know. I mean, if you're playing, there's tournaments on every night, so if you're cashing in tournaments every night, you'll make a few quid. There's a tournament on tonight, it's 250 quid buy in, but it's 20 grand guaranteed prize pool. So if you win that, you'll make about 10 grand.
Nice. You gonna go?
It's too rich for my blood. I can't. I said to myself last night, I was like, if I win this, I'll play tomorrow. But 250 quid, I can't justify spending that after playing one game. Like, I'm so out of practice. I was writing notes.
I wish I had your mentality.
What you mean?
Just spending money.
Not spend the money.
Not just the way, like, you can say, oh, I'm not paying, I'm not spending 250. That's crazy. I'd be like, do you want five?
That's because you've got so much of it, man.
It's not even.
Splashing around.
I don't have so much. It's just like I don't have that thing in my head where I just want to spend money. Like, it's not like I want it. It's like it doesn't bother me or something. Do you know that kind of way?
I wouldn't feel comfortable playing the tournament. I'd be too afraid of losing, and I wouldn't. 50 quid, I don't mind losing 50 quid, so I'm able to play just as fluid and as comfortable as I want. But if I had 250 quid, it'd be there, it'd be on your mind a little bit too much, especially if you're out of practice, and I'm out of practice. I made a bunch of mistakes last night. Even, I actually think I had a good chance of winning that tournament last night, and then I made a big, stupid fucking mistake at the end.
What would that be?
What
was the mistake?
You might have to understand a little bit of poker.
I don't understand any of it.
Well, I was in a good position. The blinds were huge, so it was kind of an all-in game. So you put all your chips in the middle if you want to play. I had 10 ace suited, and that's my favourite hand. But at that stage of the tournament, I should have just folded it. But I was on the button, which means the best position that I'm in. So it was a stupid decision, but I went all in with my 10-8 suited.
And so, it's as easy as that.
What do you mean? To lose?
Yeah, just like that moment could determine whether you win that or not.
Yeah.
Or whether you get 4-star 6th, was it?
Well, I think a tournament game of poker is all about moments, and every decision that you make should be the right decision. And I made a bunch of decisions last night that was the wrong decision.
Could you completely fluke it? Like, I don't know anything about poker. Could I go in there and just fluke it?
No. And win it, like?
Yeah.
No.
No chance.
No, not a chance.
It's just cards, though. It's just chance, isn't it? Like, you just end up with them cards by chance.
No. It's how you play your cards.
Okay.
I don't know the statistics. Like, it's poker has become very mathematical. Like, if you had AI hooked up to your glasses and you just done everything that AI told you, you'd probably win it. So, yeah, it was a bad decision. And if you're playing a perfect game of poker, then that wouldn't have happened. But I got emotional. I was like, 10-8's my favourite hand.
When you say emotional, I just feel like you start crying. I want to get into it.
Do you?
I'd like to.
I'd love that. Do you know what? If you play it, you'd be sponsored.
Better off just like.
You will be sponsored.
You'd be sponsored. You'd get free entry into Irish Poker Open and all that.
Really?
I feel like that's my dream. I feel like I wanted to win last night, and then they'd say, oh no way, John McGuckin, the fucking internet fella, like, oh yeah, we'll get him to play your tournament, and he can stick up some stories or some shit like that. But
have a 1,000 quid buy in one?
Absolutely.
It's a lot of money.
Could we do like our own little documentary in a way? You try and
to teach him?
Coach him.
Yeah. Oh fuck yeah.
He's your poker protege.
The Irish Open is next year. I would love to prepare you to play the Irish Poker Open next year. I think I could teach you really well.
To win it all.
You know, professionals that have lots of money, they sponsor people. So if I was rich, I'd give you 1,000 quid and say, go play that for me. But if you make any money, you have to give me half.
Half? No way.
But you're not putting anything up.
I don't care.
You get staked.
Hate myself then.
That's a stake. Putting a stake in
20%.
You. 20%.
Give me 20%.
20%. 45%.
I won't get the grand back. No. I'll go 25%.
How confident do you think you are going to cash in this tournament?
Not very.
Well, then what the fuck are you offering 20% for?
Just a chance.
How would you coach him?
Well, I'd have to start by teaching him the basic rules.
You'd have to start at the ground.
Yeah, at the basic rules of poker.
This is a deck of cards kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the ace of spades.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm teaching Ollie how to play at the minute. Because he's good at chess. He's good at kind of mental stuff. And I'm teaching him how to play poker. It's not about gambling. It's just the sport. It's about the sport of it. Like,
it is a game of skill.
Absolutely.
Oh, is it though?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like what y'all was saying about you work out how many cards are yet to be played. You try and remember what cards have been played, and then you can work out your odds. You work out how much money is up for grabs, how much it's going to cost you to have a go at that money. It's maths. A lot of maths.
Not good at maths.
There is psychological stuff, obviously. Like the way, Joe, you're talking about your friend who's always betting. I'd imagine that's a tactic he uses. So you never know if he's bluffing or if
Can you sit beside me and tell me what to do during it?
No.
Why?
Little earpiece.
Like, we'd start by having a house game. I'd teach you the rules, and then we'd start by having a few house games, like own, me, you. I don't know if Calvin and Terrence play poker.
Can't imagine Terry having the patience for it. Calvin.
Bro.
We could talk him into it.
I thought that was a hand.
What about the tech guy in here? He seems like a poker kind of player.
I'm sure we'd find a poker player in the tech
room. We get 7 or 8 people. We sit around, like we play for the fiver. Fiver the game.
This would be a good poker room.
More.
Yeah, this here would be a great poker. Oh my.
We have a round table.
Just do a live stream, little poker session. That'd be bleeding. That's money.
Yeah.
I'll teach you. I'll get you ready. And then boom. You win the Irish Open next year.
I feel like I just fouled when it comes to the crunch. But I can't remember.
That's part of his job. He has to condition you.
I can't remember what to do.
No, it's like riding a bike. It's so straightforward. You love it, man. You love it.
You can't just like stand up during a game and do a floss.
No.
I go,
But you can.
But they have done that exactly that.
Yeah.
So,
Darren, sorry to hear about your Vegas trip, but very happy to hear you and Joe discuss the logic behind you.
So,
do you get all your news from TikTok these days?
No, Reddit, Telegram. I've never even been on Telegram. You just download an app, is it?
Telegram's an app.
What kind of information is on there?
It's like WhatsApp.
Is it real news?
No, it's WhatsApp.
Okay.
It's like WhatsApp.
Yeah,
it's a messaging app.
All right. Who you're getting the information from?
But then, like, why not just use WhatsApp?
Because what? Mark Zuckerberg is listening to your conversations, apparently.
And they're not on Telegram?
Not on Telegram.
Oh,
why do you want it? I was trying to set up yesterday.
I thought Telegram was a bad thing. Is it not a bad thing?
But there's bad people that use WhatsApp as well.
No.
That's true.
There's not.
My mate sends me menus for drugs that someone sends him for the laugh. I showed you them before, didn't
Yeah.
It's literally a full photoshopped menu of the drugs of the day, and it's themed. The theme of the week
this week
is like Super Mario,
because the film's out,
and all the drugs are like Super Mario themed drugs, like some Luigi grain, all that sort of shit,
some marijuana.
Yes, yeah.
What do you think?
Yes, pretty good. I went to see Project Hail Mary. Do you know that film? Yeah.
I read the book, yeah.
In the IMAX. You read the book?
Yeah.
Didn't you, bollocks?
Fuck off.
Is it good?
I was very disappointed by it. Did you see it, Owen?
No, but it's one of the few films in the last couple of years I was like, ooh, I should make a point of seeing that.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to go see it. And I said it to Moira. I was like, I want to see it. I said it to you last week. I said, I want to see it in the IMAX because... You should see it in the IMAX because it's such a big kind of film. Space. Mm. I feel like you should see every space film in the IMAX.
Was it not good?
I thought it was a bit childish.
I seen the alien in it, in the trailer. It just looks a bit weird.
The Rocky Spider.
Is it supposed to be like that?
That's what it is in the book, yeah. It's weird. It's trying to be funny, but even in the sincere moments, it's still trying to be funny and it kind of... takes it out of it a lot and it's extremely far-fetched and it doesn't need to be. I don't think it's not how the book's read anyway from the beginning that I read.
Was that a weekend you went to see that film?
That was this weekend.
Like a date night, was it?
Yeah.
Class.
Yeah.
I wish Amy got a fucking pictures of me.
Did you ask her?
She hates the pictures.
Oh, really?
Hate it.
That's the first time we've been to the pictures in... But together. It's the first time we've been to the cinema together. I'd say about 3 or 4 years.
You, just because you wanted to see that?
I said to her, I made it clear how much I wanted to go see it. And then she was even saying to me, you can go tonight. And I'm like, I'm not going to go tonight, like, you know. And then one night she was like, I'll go with you. Because I was going to go by myself.
Did you get popcorn?
I got nachos and jalapenos as always, but they were shite as well. The experience of, there's a reason why the cinema is dying. And it's because it's not enjoyable. The process is not enjoyable.
It's expensive.
It's expensive.
Very expensive. But it's always been expensive, though. I'll go cinema with you.
Will you?
Yeah, come on. We go see Project Hail Mary?
Yeah.
In IMAX?
Yeah.
Cool.
Don't. I'm literally telling you it's shit.
Yeah, but you but think like, everything's shit, so...
Different opinions.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, my opinions are definitely different to most, especially
telling you it's shit.
Sitting here telling you it's shit, and then you're saying, do you want to go together? Do you want to go see it?
Makes me even want to see it more that you said it's shit.
Oh, God.
It's an experience, you know.
I feel like I was made a fool of.
By the film?
Yeah, yeah. It kind of made me feel the hype. Ha.
The hype fucking fooled you.
You were after spending your time and money to come see this. Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Sick, man. I tell you, I'm sick. Which are nachos.
There's a scene in it. I was literally going to get up and walk out of the cinema in Project Hail Mary, and there's a scene in it where somebody starts singing Harry Styles, "Stop crying your eyes, sign of the time." Because it's like, it could be the end of the world. And it's very out of character for this person to be singing that. And it just went on and on. And I was just like, I'm very close to just leaving. This is incredibly cringy. I feel uncomfortable watching this.
Mm-hmm.
I believe everybody was saying it was so great. And I'm like, this is not so great.
I'm going to look at Rotten Tomatoes. Because that's what we base it all off.
Yeah.
94%.
Like, that's not right.
And an audience score of 96%.
That is not right. It's not. It's not.
Here's a bad review.
Childish. It's immature.
Want to hear a bad review?
Yes.
There is none. No, let me just read out one bad review and then we'll go, right? This film is unwilling to sit with existential discomfort for long enough to earn its optimism.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was saying.
Ryan Gosling charms as a teacher astronaut Roiland Grace because he's always likable. But Project Hail Mary begins to bore at about 20-minute mark.
Yeah.
The middle of the film is the gooey centre of a decadent confection that, despite the... I'm not even reading that
how
one.
Decadent.
Why are you getting all how fucking technical with that big wars and all? Just say it's shite and that's the end of it.
If you've seen Project Hail Mary, let me know what you think.
Just say in the comments.
Email in the comments.
Me and Darren are going to go together.
Drop it in the comments.
We'll come back with our own review of the film and each other's company.
On the weekend. On a Saturday.
Oh, God. What about nuclear fallout? Do you want to talk about the fear of that now?
No. I'll hold off on that one now, I'd say, because I'd like to talk about that next week.
Joe, what do you think of the whole Artemis stuff?
All right. Okay, let's get into that. Let's get into that. Right?
Only a little bit. We'll get into it properly some other day, but... If you mean the broader question of man's mission and travel to the moon.
I'm thinking,
oh, here we go.
Why are they going to the other side? What did he want to see? And they went, so the idea was they wanted to go around the moon, right?
Why not land?
Well, I don't even care if you land, but like, why did that communications black out on the other side of the moon?
The moon's in the way.
You can go around, like this, you can go around it.
No, you can't, obviously.
The communication, you can go around
it.
It's like quantum mechanics.
Communications. It's like a little block.
It's, yeah, there's no signal. You've got an entire...
But if you go over the moon. Signal.
Well, if you go higher and the signal higher can then reach Earth, yeah.
People have been saying for years that there's a station on the other side of the moon.
Have they?
And for years. And now the boys are like, oh, we're just going to go around the back of the moon just to see what's there. And then communications cut out as soon as...
They've gone around the back of the moon every single time. You have to.
They haven't. That's the furthest that they've ever gone.
What's at the back?
The furthest, but they've always gone around the back of the moon.
What's at the back?
Who knows?
The dark side of the moon.
Who knows?
There's no light on it.
No, never is.
Well, there isn't the photographs for some reason.
Because they put the flash on.
Even though the sun's on the other side of the moon, they brought up
a giant iPhone 17 Pro Max 5 12 gigabyte and put the flash on.
Yeah, no, every time they have travelled to the moon, they go around the moon. The same way you get back, you use the moon's gravity to whip you back around.
Whip you back, like a slingshot.
Yeah.
They've never gone around. That's the first time that they've gone to the back of the moon.
Are you mad, sir?
I'm not mad, no. When they land on the moon, they just land on the moon.
They've always gone around the back of the moon.
But was this not just a trial run to send them back out in a later date to land on it?
That's how they did the initial ones too. They started off like, you'd have Apollo 1, 2, blah, blah. And 11 was the one that landed. But each one went a bit further.
What are they going to the moon for?
This time?
Yeah. Still nothing there, lads.
For the gram. It's for the gram.
Lads, I don't know what I was thinking.
Instagram, it's just for the, it's all for the photos, man.
It's fucking weird. I don't know what they're spending billions, trillions on that.
I'd say they're drilling a hole at the back of it and they'd be constantly drilling a hole just to get into the core.
There's aliens back there.
Why are you so hostile to moon exploration?
That's where the aliens are.
I don't think aliens could live on the moon.
We don't know.
But it seems unlikely. There's not a whole lot there.
What did Buzz Aldrin say?
Yup.
Buzz Aldrin said, we never landed on the moon.
He did not say that.
He did.
I believe Buzz Aldrin punched someone in the face for telling him he didn't land on the moon, didn't he?
No, that was Buzz Lightyear.
No.
Of Star Command.
Had a few drinks with Woody and now boxing all the other toys around.
Digging the head off Slinky after a few pepperonis. After a few buzz balls.
Broke up a little Bo Peep.
And all the sheep went on the buzz balls. Starting rows with Zorg in the shop. In the toy shop, Al's Big Toy Barn.
Al's Toy Barn, yeah.
Licking the Cheeto dust off his fingers after a few points.
Give us a bit of that there, Big Al, will you, big fat hunch?
Oh! Not real. You say it's not real.
Yeah, you can't be offended for him.
Well, it's cartoon going to get.
Buzz Lightyear said it. I didn't fucking say it. Yeah, that was Buzz Lightyear.
Haven't talked about Buzz in a while.
Yeah, there was a video of Buzz Aldrin going around where it was cut to make it look like he was saying we didn't go to the moon, but looking at a Reuters fact check here, it was a deceptive edit.
What about Neil Armstrong? Somebody said that they never landed on the moon and people said, ah, he's old age now and he's delirious. And they said it.
Do you know Amy asked me when this was confirmed and the day they were going up, she was like, how long does it take to get to the moon? Like, and I didn't know. And I just thought everything in space is really far away. So I was like, I think like 6 years. She's like, in total? I was like, yeah, like, I think like 3 years there and back. And she was like, no way. But I knew it was a made up number, but I didn't think I was that far off. And I was like, 4 days. I was like, oh.
Mars, you'd be talking years.
Yeah. I knew one of them was years.
Yeah.
Just wasn't the moon.
Mars would be a good old stretch.
Has anyone ever went to the sun?
You think you would have heard about that? Like, that would have crossed your path, the news that someone had travelled to the sun.
You couldn't even go to the sun, though.
No, you
just born.
Yeah.
How close could you get before you just start burning?
Good question.
It doesn't matter. I don't need to know that.
Why do you feel so strongly about the moon?
Me? I just think it's a weird trip to take. I think it's such a fucking waste of money and no one cares.
But every time...
Put all that money into going to Mars. Like, there's water on Mars. There's life on Mars. Go to Mars.
Well, that's part of why they are doing the Earth.
Is there anyone on the way to Mars?
So they can develop new stuff.
Is there someone on the way to Mars now?
Human-like? No.
But that's part of these missions is with the aim of going further.
Do you want to get it going?
Like, what, how long does it take to get there?
I was going to ask you about Artemis anyway, because I know how you feel about the moon, but we had a comment as well from Philip asking to do a deep dive on the first, quotation marks, moon landing.
Oh, fake as fuck.
Yeah, says, ask Darren and Joe their opinion on the moon landing. Maybe someday, Phil. Maybe someday. There's an outro there. Say goodbye to your friends. Friends and critics.
Right. Well, hopefully... we'll see everyone next week and there's not a nuclear apocalypse. That'd be nice.
Be good.
That would be nice.
And if there is, this is the last time you'll ever hear from us. So it was good, wasn't it, while it lasted?
It was nice, yeah. Society, we had a good run. It's the longest run of any society in the history, in written history, that we know of. So I think on behalf of society...
I don't have time to fact check that, sorry listeners.
We had a good run.
Yeah.
Society, we had a good run. It's like a good 250 years.
What society are you talking about here?
Like modern society, modern day society.
And that only began 250 years ago?
No. 2,000 years. I think we had like 2,000 years. About 2,000. Like 1,800.
That feels too long.
Like the fall of the Roman Empire. Everything after the Roman Empire, I feel like, is modern day society.
Isn't it sad that we're not going to see the next millennium?
Had you been expecting and then
had the rope pulled from under you?
Someone just put it into perspective the other day and I was like, oh, that's quite sad.
You're not even going to see 2100.
You're probably not even going to see the dark side of the moon.
You might see 2100.
You might.
You won't see 2100, you mad thing.
Never know.
You will. How old would you be if you
would have to be the oldest person of all time?
Yeah.
But you never know.
You'd be 110.
Yeah. What's the oldest, like 126 or something?
He could do it.
He could see 110.
I mean, he might be artificially
I might be
kept alive in a pod somewhere.
Yeah.
What could happen?
Oof,
It's not impossible.
Future AI will take you and put you in one of the human pods and keep you alive in stasis to
fart. They'll lift me up into the clouds. Content.
Into the clouds.
And the Harry Styles theme song will be playing.
As it was.
Stop crying. And I'm just like going up into the clouds. 110. Right and gone.
Go on.